This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here. Troop 43 in Mount Zion. Kevin Johnson is with us on this bright and early morning. You guys have been doing this fundraiser for a very long time, right?
Yeah, we've been selling Christmas trees as a fundraiser for over 25 years.
25 years. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. How did it get started, you know?
Well, there actually were some leaders involved in the troop for many years that... they sold these as it was their business.
Okay.
And they decided that they were done selling Christmas trees, and they offered it to the troop to do as a fundraiser. And it's turned out to be a really beneficial thing for the troop ever since.
Okay. Now, last year was the year of all cancellations, right?
Yeah. I mean,
and no one was doing anything. You guys weren't able to do this.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. But you're back at it now. Give me the details before we introduce a couple of the troops that are here with us today. Where are you guys located? How are you selling these?
Well, we're at the Decatur Shopping Plaza on 36 East. It's right out in front of the Chevy Museum and El Corral Mexican Restaurant. We used to be at Kroger, so if you're looking for us at Kroger, we've moved a little bit west of that location. Just numerous issues that developed there at that location made it kind of a concern with congestion and traffic, and mm-hmm. so moved to that new location, but we're open Monday through Thursday, 1 to 9 p.m.,
okay.
and then Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
All right. How big a troop do you have?
We have about 40 boys in the troop.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, it sure is.
Where is scouting today, you know, compared to years past? I mean, I'm sure the folks you have are really committed and doing a great job. Yeah. Are as many kids participating today?
You know, if you look at 20 years ago, no.
Well, it's more fractured. There's a lot more for kids to choose, right?
Exactly. But scouting really in this area is very strong. Our troop has been very strong for many years and continues to be. There's excellent troops right here in Decatur, Harristown, Moroa, Argenna, Macon, Moequa. Scouting is still very active and very strong here in this area.
Okay, well, we welcome Isaiah Johnson and Drew Newton to the program as well. How long have you guys been involved in scouts? Drew, we'll start with you.
About 4 years, I would say.
About 4 years?
Yeah.
If you get a little closer to that microphone, if you don't mind there. We'll get you a badge by the end of the show here today. So what made you start?
I just thought it was a really cool-looking thing to spend some extra time doing.
Okay. And what's been your favorite thing so far?
Probably getting to go camp with my friends.
Okay. You like camping?
Yeah.
All right. Isaiah, how about you?
I've been in scouts for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. What made you start?
It just looked like a good thing to do because it kind of builds you as a person and the things you can do and just being able to go out and know what you're doing if you get stranded or anything like that.
Yes, these kids are well more prepared than Nick and I can promise you that. I noticed the pink stuff. What's going on with that? What's the deal?
Those are epaulets for the Willow Pink Lodge for the Order of the Arrow, and I'll let the boys tell you about that.
The Order of the Arrow, it's it's kind of like a secret, side thing in scouts.
Your fellow scouts vote you in, and it's an honor. It's an honor program within scouting.
Okay, I had no idea. Is that something new?
No, it's been around for over 100 years.
Nick, have you ever seen the pink on the Boy Scouts uniform?
Well, I was a Cub Scout when I was little,
okay.
And I remember the talk of the flaming arrow, and then a few other things. But no, I've not seen it I certainly didn't earn the pink.
Different lodges will use different colored epaulets to signify that you are a member of Order of the Arrow.
I got you.
Since it's Woa Pink, they went with.
I was curious about that. All right. So when you think about, appealing to parents out there about getting their kids involved in scouts, what does it take? What's the time commitment? You know, what's the process like? If folks have never been a part of it but might be interested in seeing their kids get involved, how do they even go about doing that?
Well, every single pack and troop definitely has an online presence. You can find them there. We also have a service center right here in Decatur they can contact for the Arrowhead District. We're part of the Greater St. Louis Area Council.
Right.
So, but we have a service center right here in Decatur. Most of the packs have a presence on, you know, either on Facebook or website, and as do the troops. And, you know, in terms of time commitment, you know, in Cub Scouting, that's first, kindergarten through fifth grade. That's more of like, you know, like a pack meeting once a month, and then, you know, a couple of den meetings a month. Most troops will meet weekly.
Okay.
As we do. As they get into Boy Scouts, as these guys here are, it's a lot more of really trying to put the emphasis on them taking care of things, of them,
sure,
you know, getting signed up, getting themselves ready for the campouts, and you know, handling things on their own. And that's one of the biggest things that we try and teach in scouting, as these boys alluded to, is that self-reliance, is, you know, really understanding how to do things yourself.
They take ownership in it. All right. Mm-hmm. So the tree prices start at $35, and then depends on just length, right? You guys measure them, you know, there as you sell them, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, guys, why don't you talk about the tree prices here a little bit?
Okay. Yeah, they just go up like every foot. And okay. It depends on what kind of tree. If you get a fir tree, those ones are $10 more
okay.
for each foot than the pine and white scotch.
But so you guys have several different kinds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're going to be there, you said Monday through Thursday, 1 to 9?
Yeah.
And then what about Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
The 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
9 a.m. Okay, so mm-hmm. you guys are, this is a lot of people, right?
Yeah. It's a big effort. Yeah. It was a big effort just getting trees this year. Because there is a tree shortage. I mean,
why not? There's a shortage. I mean, everything yeah. is that way right now, right?
Yeah, but we felt very fortunate. Our supplier, these are all locally harvested up in northern Indiana.
Okay.
And so we were able to get our scotch, our white pine, and our Fraser fir trees all from the same supplier this year, thankfully.
Okay. So what does the money go towards that you guys raise?
It goes towards our troops so that we can go on campouts and get new supplies and equipment. And it basically just helps fund whatever we need or want to do.
Okay. So it all goes back into the cause, which is pretty cool.
100% stays in the troop.
All right. Well, guys, we really appreciate it. Good luck. And you, how long will you be there at the new location at El Corral? By the way, I think it's 7065 East Highway 36. You know where this is. It's by the Chevy Museum. You have a bigger area, right, this year. So how long will you be there through the month of December?
Well, we hope that we can sell out by okay. about the 21st. That's the plan, but we will be there, you know, if 21st, 22nd, you know, until we get down to the very nub.
All right.
But they've been flying off the shelves quite a bit already, so.
Well, listen, you don't need to, like, go out into the woods somewhere and cut something down. You go support the scouts, get yourself a nice-looking tree. You got several to choose from, white pine, scotch pine, and Fraser fir, so you got everything you need there.
Yep.
And the money all stays here to support local Boy Scouts.
Right, yep. And prices start at, for scotch and white, start at $25, and for the Fraser fir starts at $35.
All right, very cool. Drew, Isaiah, Kevin, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.